film this, but please take a look at yourself and then look at the starving babies that have been caused by you paying your taxes and I paying mine through the years. It might help you to be able to endure meetings a little longer. They're absolutely essential. Thank you. Much love. Attention, attention. One good source of consolation is that we have a lifeboat and life belts, safety belts. The sea is calm. They have been lost a number of hours. This has happened before. They failed to recognize the river and not gone in the Kaituma River and ended up on its way. Those of you that have your braggadocio and machismo bravado who would not wear your safety life belts ought to be ashamed of yourself, because you may have set an example for others. Hold. We have radio ways of contact and so forth. We'll let you know the moment anything takes place. This, I want nobody acting out, no damn kind of pressure. No one give me any difficulty. You'll be 2 weeks on public services if you do. I am worried to death about my children. They're all of you are my children. And I worry like none of you ever worried about anything, because you don't love anybody like I love everybody. So please, do your job. Don't have to send observers again. Do observers and show your concern so we can liberate more people. And hold thoughts high and tell people gratitude all over the place. This damn negative attitude, the adversities that have been going on, a lot of negative crap is responsible for this. So now listen to the news and get it down. It's not my request. It's to you to have some place. So it's for you, so you'll have some place where there'll be peace, where we won't have ships in extraordinary shape. I got it that way, fortunately. And so it couldn't be in better condition. But keep your thoughts very high. Be grateful now. There are a lot of beautiful people on there. And each one of them is just like a part of my life. It's like my heart being tugged out. So I'm holding optimistic faith, but I want you to do the same and maintain the one that has any power, the office in this world. Much love. Now listen to the news, please. Attention, attention. People are questioning what I mean by life belts. I mean safety jackets. The water is calm. There's not a heavy storm in the ocean, which is positive. The boat could be motor just stopped, and they would throw off the anchor and wait till someone comes to them, because a radio contact may not reach that far. The lifeboat, they could have taken to that, to gone to shore, and that would be even more complicated to find them. But you need to be thinking positive and going to work. There's too many people who are stopping work. I will tell you who's on the boat. Some are against wishes. Kim Fye, Leon Perry, Kay Nelson, Yvette, who was told to stay off the boat, not go, Terry, my Terry, Debbie, my precious Debbie Touche, Ujara, Clifford Gigg, Joan Persley, and Nidra Yates. Those are the people that are on the craft that should have arrived last night at about 7, no later than 8 o'clock. But this has happened before, because they missed the mouth of the river. But I want everyone else to work hard, and that'll be the way you'll show your gratitude. It doesn't take 15 people standing around worrying about this process. It's the most well-equipped boat that could be equipped. So we will keep positive, and that's the best we can do. Much love. Take on Father and all of his miracles. Talk about them, but work too. If you don't work, you'll be showing a lack of gratitude. Work hard now, harder than you ever did in your life. Thank you so much. Not realizing the totality of the community. And I'm just as disgusted as I can be that people think that you should have treatment. It's less than public services. Sometimes people get better if you rest. And rest will cure a situation. But don't resist us anymore in such matters when the medical staff agrees on something. You make horrible statements towards the movement.
command at 4 o'clock, no matter what the leader is alive or half dead, that you have to talk to him. This is certainly something where you need some therapy yourself. That's the way it is. Thank you very much. Hold high thoughts out, please. High thoughts. This is a very bad situation. Our boat is lost on the high seas at the moment. There's no contact. It's happened before, but this is a very difficult situation. A very difficult one indeed. You better believe your Father for the greatest of miracles. That's what I've been telling. And be sure to give your gratitudes very, very thoroughly at this point in time. So I have a great deal of anxiety, to say the least. A great deal of anxiety. A lot of my loved ones are on that boat. So I want you to be thinking of others instead of yourself right now. And forget your damn petty little problems. Thank you and much love. The teachers, the supervisors of medical people, and science, that no one whatsoever go out on the high seas and put their safety belts down in the hold under the freight. Some people are too lazy, or too sorry, or too dependent upon Jim Jones, the people who use common sense. They don't put these safety belts under their head as a belt. This is a demand from the office. I want it posted. We're in perfectly good shape if everyone would do what they were supposed to do. I got safety belts, great expense and trouble for every one of them, but I understand that some people have not been utilizing them. This should have been brought to my attention immediately by some of you that travel in. People are doing it when they see safety belts, the ocean safety belts, not a lifeboat. I'm telling you, this is ridiculous, and I want it to stop, and everyone listening to me, see that this never, never, never happens again. You take into account, just like an airport does, those people who have their safety belts, what they do when their rafts are in case they crash.
Wait, are you telling me that she might die if we don't get her out of here? Don't say that.
And I want also any other thing that can make that boat. They had it all repaired. It was repaired. It should have been floating nicely. It's possible it's out there at anchor and there's something wrong with the motor. But boats disappear at sea and are swallowed up occasionally. I'm telling you, this is a goddamn shame. When there's not shark water, all that would have been done is people use their sea belts, their life belts, and no one in the past, so I understand, nobody bothers to tell me one damn miserable thing. I would never thought anybody had been so ignorant to be on a boat without a life belt. So now you may have set the pattern for others who may be now in difficult circumstances, and I hope you feel pretty good about it. I'm tired of this damn machismo. If I was on a boat and they had a life belt, I would have worn it. I always took safety precautions for the sake of you, not what I felt like doing, our discomfort and so forth. Now we've got hours and hours of work. Now don't start no more crap in this community today, because you're going to end up on public services for 2 weeks, or you're going to end up in the hospital, and that's where you're going to stay. If you're doing a criminal act against the community, you'll be in public services. If you're doing an emotional act against yourself or the community, disrupting the community, you will be in the hospital. There'll be no question about it. Thank you very much, and I do love you very much. Just be thinking very, very positively now, because the boat is overdue, considerably overdue. Something like 12 hours. Time once before, Ujara has been known to take the boat clear over to Venezuela twice and get lost. We do not know, but we got the whole damned Air Force out. Now we've got to get the Air Force out to somebody that shouldn't have had the weight on them they did. they hadn't had the weight on them they did, they wouldn't be sick right now.
Herbert Newell was on the boat.
It was a matter of
fact. A lot of people on the boat that were not supposed to be. People need to learn to follow my suggestion. It's very difficult. Like Yvette and others who got on that boat against my wishes. People should follow my suggestion. The proper harmony, and we don't have difficulty. In the meantime, the rest of you do all the work you can. Listen to the news and study your Russian closely. The best thing you can do right now is to show that gratitude. Turn around to some neighbor and tell three great miracles that Jim Jones only can do. This is a hell of a mess. But Jim Jones is able to do everything but fail if you'll put the attitude out right. Thank you.
Are you taping this?
Yes, sir.
Attention. 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 As I've told you, hold faith in Father, the office, and everything would be all right. Miraculously, the boat has been found. There is no difficulty. None of the lives are lost. No problems. I'm making a demand that I expect administration to carry out from top to bottom, that our lifeboat be gone over to be in absolute best shape, that the life belts be utilized, that before a person gets on that boat, they put a life belt on and they do not take that life belt off, damn it, until they have reached the port. And that our radio, that I provided one, I want to see a radio in there absolutely functioning perfectly. Now, secondly, you that have taken caustics and poisons out of the soap factory trying to kill me, you're wasting your damn time, and two of you already are going to come to a judgment you don't want because those pictures last night. You don't want what you did to yourself because you think you can get by with it. See how well you get by with it. Watch. You wish you told me who you were that had the dolls. You wish you told me. Now, I want to know where those caustics are, and I want inspection to begin now to check with the soap factory and security to go through this place, fine-tooth comb. One person I found stuff that they had. They told me, we know that people come from without taking these things, and we will have tighter watch help as the government, our beloved government of Guyana, under Forbes Burnham, the PNC, has recommended that we be very careful. We shall be. Anyone now, inspectors, noting any kind of caustics, a path, or so forth, let it be known before we get the authorities involved. Thank you very much and much love. Attention, attention, attention. Later you'll understand the miracle of all of this with the boat. We should give our gratitudes, our three, to God. Those of you that believe, you should give your gratitudes. Because this was a very difficult situation and different, and there was no way to predict the safety, which I did to several. And you'll find out later, having heard this very telephone, that in itself it is a prediction. So let us be very grateful. Grateful to socialism. Grateful, grateful, grateful. Thank you and much love. You to take particular note that it is 5 minutes after one or thereabouts on this Friday afternoon. Our boat has not yet been sighted. Our boat has not yet reported in. We will not know our boat is at safety until it's Kamaka. But I'm telling you, it is safe. I want you to see something that you don't realize. If you believe that's not the case, just check with the radio room. Because all kinds of people have told us about the boat not being someplace or being someplace, and it's never proved valid. I am speaking now from the office here, if you understand what I mean. Much love.